fraternity, community, and charity. And oh yes, promoting facial hair. This is the credo of the Alamo Beard Club.
It was a dark, stormy night right in that room right there.
Yeah, the back room at the Friendly Spot.
Kevin Martin is talking about the Bearded Ones inaugural meeting in June, and he says beard clubs exist all over the world. The San Antonio group is hoping to give the Austin Club a run for its money with its Battle of the Beards this weekend.
This is not a competition or a feud with Austin. They want neither, okay? Austin, they embraced me when I first moved here. I went to a competition there, and they are something we look up to, a club we look up to. 1,500 people show up for their contest, and Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is a judge. So that's sort of like a, okay, and this is their seventh year doing a contest, so they're ahead of us.
The contest is Saturday night at the 502 Bar.
It's basically a beauty pageant for facial hair and for creativity and for spirit.
There's a lot more to sporting a beard than meets the eye. The women are the first to tell you their guys have lots of beard products. Eva Ruth Moravec says there's definitely a maintenance routine involved.
He does have rituals, though. He uses apple cider vinegar, and he brushes it.
I found a large green bowl in the bathroom the other day, and I was like, what is this? And apparently he uses that to dip the beard into the apple cider vinegar mix.
We all of us use like conditioners and oils, and we take care of our face, you know. That's important because there's skin underneath there, and it doesn't see the light of day. So, I mean, mine's soft. I don't have any issues with it. You know, Andy turned me on to an oil that I went to Whole Foods and found, and it saved my life. I haven't had like dry skin in a month.
The guys say they're not into a counterculture movement. There's the common bond among the men. And although Tyler Lutt says they all come from different backgrounds, there seems to be a common thread.
I feel like everyone's very creative. We have a glass blower, a metal worker, a digital artist, a photographer, musicians.
Many of the women support the men by entering the contest themselves.
The women I've talked to this week that are going to compete, they're all sort of choosing a beard they want to create that represents who they are or what they do.
I'm making a beard out of old film canisters and film. It's still like unused film.
Jennifer Whitney is a photographer.
I've been considering the logistics and I've come up with a few different ideas. But I think to start with, I'm going to string the canisters on a string and then pull the tongues out and then cut the tongues into really small strips and then curl the strips.
Chrissy Baker is entering the contest with a fake beard to match her hair. And she said sometimes boyfriend Tyler's beard gets a little wild.
When he met Kevin, they were so excited because they each had similar pictures on their Facebooks. And they were like, I put Christmas lights in my beard too.
But the guys are doing this for charity. With a full bushy red beard, Andrew Deal plans to be a freeform contestant. He says the club is donating all of its proceeds to the West Side Dog Initiative, a group that started last year to bring responsible pet owner information to an area where many dogs roam the streets.
We talked to folks and found out, you know, who was in San Antonio, who was in the most need of funding and who could use the most support. And we decided to go with the underdog. Just to be able to help them get their feet on the ground.
Next month, the club plans a benefit for prostate cancer research. Contestants will compete in 7 categories: full beard, mustache, best groomed, goatee, freestyle, partial beard, and the women's division. The winner of each category will compete for the best of show grand prize.
Listen up, girls, if you like face hair.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.
I've got more than enough to share.